Current state on WKAR, Detroit Symphony Orchestra conductor emeritus Naimi Järvi returns to the Michigan stage this Friday night. He'll conduct the Estonian National Orchestra at East Lansing's Wharton Center. WKAR's Peter Wharf spoke with the Estonian native about his homeland's music and Friday's program.
It started actually from Estonian radio. And the Estonian radio got 3 people, and then 5 people, and then 10 people, and all depends, of course, everything from finances and money and everything, and understanding how much culture is important. And the Estonians slowly but surely don't very much show our culture, our heritage. And during different regimes, we still went on and on and on until orchestra became really big, wonderful. During that period came a lot of interesting people to conduct the orchestra. Even Stravinsky came to Estonia.
A very important Estonian composer will figure in the program that you'll present in Michigan, as the program will begin with the Overture No. 2 by Veljo Tormish, a composer that might not be completely familiar to all of our audiences here in Michigan, but one of the most important choral composers of our time. He is known for his film scores, his orchestral music, very prolific, very compelling, beautiful music at times, strong folk music connections. You've recorded his Overture No. 2 with the Scottish National Orchestra. I think that listeners are really going to be grabbed by this piece and like it very much. There's almost a cinematic quality to it.
Influenced by one great Estonian composer, Edward Tubin. You know, in Russia there is Shostakovich, our Shostakovich is Edward Tubin, but not Shostakovich type of human music, but completely different. It's a really great symphonist. So Tormish was one of them who you feel the Nordic approach, and you feel Nordic music. Going to be in the program. What else in the program?
After the overture, we have the Dvorak Cello Concerto with Nari Kokhnazarian.
Yeah.
The Tchaikovsky competition winner. How did you connect with him, and what does he bring to the Dvorak Concerto?
I think it is a very 25-year-old young man.
Yeah.
And Armenian.
Yes.
And it's very nice to hear as a national presenting from the other republic, which... very talented young man, and doing his career properly, for surely, in a very right direction. And he is a cellist, doesn't have much repertoire, you know.
Right.
Which kind of repertoire we playing? Of course, Dvorak. But Dvorak is one of my favorite composers also, because I have recorded all symphonies and all tone poems and everything by Dvorak. Wonderful continuation of some kind of Brahmsian type of music. And of course, Dvorak later came to America and left a lot of influences from here. And this piece is written in America. And that's an American piece, Dvorak Cello Concerto.
Yes.
And it is one of the highlights of his music.
And then your tour includes typically an opening work and then a concerto, a major symphony. Sometimes on your tour, it's Brahms' Second, Tchaikovsky's Fifth in Michigan. I'm so glad you're going to play the Sibelius Fifth. Nothing against Brahms or Tchaikovsky.
I personally have done 19 CDs by Sibelius music.
Mm-hmm.
By this recording, I think it is necessary to introduce Sibelius any place the world. Some people appreciated that, some people doesn't know that, but you have to be persuasive enough to explain this is good music and this is a great music.
I'm a huge Sibelius fan, and Arvo Pärt is one of my favorite composers. I wish you were playing his music here in Michigan, maybe next time.
No, we can play as encore.
Perfect.
If you clap well. Tell your audience we have to listen Arvo Pärt, and we have it in the repertoire. No problem.
I'll spread the word and lead the charge. Maestro, welcome back to Michigan. Neeme Järvi is music director of the Estonian National Orchestra, music director emeritus of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Maestro, thanks again.
Thank you very much. All the best.
For Current State, this is Peter Warf.